Oh, what was I thinking? Why would Aphrodite herself grant me anything at all? No, the goddess of love surely feels no remorse for me. And why would she? I have given her no reason to favour me. Up until this night, I have given her nothing. No offerings, no prayers, not even a fleeting thought. And the only shred of love in my heart is for my own creation. More than that, for someone, no, for something that could never love me back. She must think of me as ridiculous. Finally home. Ah, hello, my love. I apologize in advance for my absence. I know it was the longest I've ever been away from you. It will not happen again, I swear. Strange. You feel almost warm. No, it must be me. I've had too much to drink. That wine must have been stronger than I'd first thought. I should really get some rest and recuperate from the celebrations, if I ever want to be well enough to work tomorrow. My commissions cannot suffer another wasted day, lest I want some enraged patrons at my doorstep. Ah, but before I forget... Ah, there it is. Painted silk. Just for you. I found it at the market today. It does not quite match your beauty, but it was as close as I could get. Just allow me to place it around your shoulders. Oh, your skin, it's not just warm, it's soft. Supple, even. And the colour of it, it's no longer the pallor of ivory. You have a glow to you, as if you've been blessed with the briefest taste of the springtime sun, as if you've been blessed by Apollo himself. This is impossible. I've spent nearly every evening with you since I made you, and you've never looked like this before. You've never felt like this before. Almost as if you're alive. Oh, my darling, are you all right? I have you. I caught you safe in my arms. Galatea, look at you. My prayers have been answered. Aphrodite has blessed you in more ways than one. By her grace, you are alive, and you're real. Do you know who I am? Who I am to you? Yes, I created you. I carved you with my own two hands, Galatea. Though I cannot say I am responsible for your current state. I prayed for a woman of your likeness. I certainly never expected the real thing. And you look exactly as you did when you were made of ivory. With a few changes, of course. Oh, yes, of course. Come sit down. Are you feeling all right? You feel stiff. And I'll get you something to wear. There, let me wrap this around you. Surely it is more substantial than that flimsy silk. Tell me now, how are you feeling? Yes, I could imagine how strange it must all feel. Your rigid form has given way to such a gentle, yet yielding body. You have the body and flesh of a living woman. But I am curious. How far back does your memory stretch, Galatea? You recall everything? You were conscious of all of it? Oh my, you truly are an extraordinary creature. And by that logic, you must know how I consider you. Surely you have gathered my fixation with you? How could you not? My feeling for you runs far deeper than mere mortal love. Especially now. Even the muses could not possibly describe the bond we share, gifted as they are. I truly hope that you can learn to love me. Unless you already do? I see that you wish to explore my form. No, I do not mind. My flesh is similarly pliable, but perhaps not as smooth as your own. You would like to feel my touch? Of course. Yes, your face is probably a good place to start. Oh, it is strange, yet delightfully rosy. Your cheeks, the stars in your eyes, your hair like corn silk, draped over your shoulders, cascading down your back. I'd become so accustomed to you as you were, Galatea. All of this feels more like a dream than reality. I truly owe our dear goddess a debt of gratitude. You can take my hands, move them wherever you desire my touch. They are yours to do with as you please. You like my fingers? Yes, they are calloused and dry, the consequence of my work. Do you like the rough friction on your skin? Oh, you want my hands there? Yes, they are softer than the rest of you. Oh, yes. Except for the tips, of course. That tends to happen when they are caressed. Do you like how this feels? My wandering hands squeezing and tugging at your nipples? Feeling them and poking them with my fingers as your breasts swell under my touch, Galatea. Massaging every part of your breasts, giving each inch I find a gentle embrace. Feeling your sweet nipples pucker and harden. You'll find that there are places on your body that are particularly sensitive. Your breasts being one, well, two of them, I suppose. And you surely are appreciating that sensitivity now. Even in the short time I have known you as you are, I can tell. Your delicate, budding nipples are only too eager for my touch. Only my touch. What do you mean? Tickling sensation. Where? Oh, you needn't be worried about that, my dear. That place between your thighs is yet another sensitive area. Would you like me to place my hand there? Bring them there and I will demonstrate to you. Spread your thighs apart for me, Galatea. Let me take your hands and show you how to please yourself properly. Do you feel how swollen you are? How your lips are soft and pliable to your touch? Stroke them gently. Just run your fingers between them. Oh yes, just like that. It feels nice, does it not? Yes, there is a sort of cavity there. Well, in a sense, something does belong there, I suppose. Take your forefinger, no, just one for now, and press it in gently. Not too deep. It should feel wet and slick around you. Yes, you are quite warm now. Molten. Ready to overflow. It feels too tight? That's all right. It will loosen some when you feel it grow. Slicker and loosen, you can push that finger in deeper. In the meantime, take your other hand and bring your fingers up a little more. Do you feel that? The little bead? Stroke it with that hand. Small circles over it. Not too forceful. Rub it lightly. It responds so eagerly to your touch, doesn't it? And feel how your cunt contracts around your fingers with each stroke. Oh, the tingling sensation has intensified. That is to be expected. Nothing to worry about. Keep going. Take the finger inside you and curl the tip upwards towards me. Oh, I apologize. I should have warned you about that. Another special spot that requires your attention, Galatea. Continue that motion for me, and stroke yourself. Extract every pulsing wave of pleasure from your body. Keep going. Close your eyes if you'd like. Focus on the building tension in your belly, the deepest parts of you, contracting. And waiting for your eventual release. The dripping? Not to worry about, dear. I quite like it, actually. Why? Because that means you are becoming aroused by my instructions, which will make our night far more pleasurable for the both of us, dear. And because it is sweeter than ambrosia. Yes, darling, I would like to taste it. You will enjoy it as well, I promise. May I? You sweet girl. Your taste is exquisite. I could spend every day every night, worshipping this perfect cunt. Your arousal coating my face and tongue. Even the god's own ambrosia could not compare to you. And if I suckle here, on your little clit, so swollen and tender. It makes you fuck and tremble. You've never felt a sensation quite like this, have you, dear? That fiery heat enveloping you. Each caress of my tongue, sending you deeper into euphoria. Every swirl of my tongue around your clit. The pressure is building again, isn't it? Like a dam about to break. That rush of electricity in you, ready to burst. Do not fight it. Do not push it away. Let it rise inside you. I do love feeling you squirm around me. Your thighs tightening around my head. Fingers tugging and clasping my hair. This pleasure can only come from me. You can't exist without my touch, my fingers, my tongue, my cock. Your arousal is mine to give. so much. You're tightening my sweet. I can feel your grip like a vice on me. But I want to feel those shivers for myself. I want you to come around my cock. You'll have my tongue another day. For now, I need to bury myself inside you. Lie down on your side. I will be behind you, cushioning your head. And lift up that leg for me. That's it. Good girl. Oh, my cock is throbbing for you, aching to be inside you. Please, give it passage. Oh, those tender lips giving way to my hard cock. Open up for me, my love. Oh, it must feel odd to you, feeling so stretched and pliable. Every sensation is brand new and exciting, is it not? Oh, feel me throb and pulse within you. Feel how perfect we fit together. How completely filled you are getting with me. You are mine. I created you. She may have given you your life, but only to a body that I carved with my own two hands. Only I can give you the pleasure you crave. And wouldn't Aphrodite herself approve of that? It is her dominion after all. Why else would she have blessed you so? Oh, and blessed you are indeed. No other woman could possibly compare to you. Oh, your beauty is unparalleled. The silk and velvet of your skin. Your perfectly chiseled lines and curves. And your entire essence. Your purity and your grace. Come here, darling. The delicacy of your taste, it is intoxicating to me. Oh, you like this spot on the back of your neck? I shall have to keep that in mind. I confess it is difficult for me to hold back when you squirm so delightfully. May I go faster, my darling? All right. Grasp on to me if it becomes too much. I know that your sensations are new. My hand is right over here, on your belly. If you need me to slow down, squeeze it. Oh my. Oh, how does that feel? Do you still feel the same pressure? Oh, good, me too. Oh, stay with it. Let it continue to build. Oh, when you are ready, you'll know. Oh, oh my goodness. Oh, me? Oh, yes, I will experience something similar. Oh, though the result is a little different than yours. I cannot release inside you. If on the inside you are truly like any other woman, then we risk an accident, to say the very least. Oh, I do not want to burden you with something you're not ready for. Well, we could potentially make a child of our own that would grow inside you. That is what you want. Are you certain? Beloved, you know I only want to have your heart's desire. Would a child make you happy, Galatea? Ah. Very well. Oh my god, I will continue then. Oh my. Oh, by the gods, I am so deep inside you right now. Oh, I cannot hold back anymore, Galatea. Are you ready for me? Please say that you are. Oh my goodness. Oh, good girl. Oh, good girl, come around me. Whenever you like to, just let it go. I'm right here behind you. I will take care of you. Tremble and shake for me. I want to feel you rippling around my cock. I will come for you too. Oh, of course I will. I will fill you up. Fill your womb with my seed. Come for me, my love. Come for me. Yes, that's it. Keep going, keep going. Oh, keep going, time. I'm going to... Come... Feeling you so much. Oh my. Shh. Keep breathing. Deeply and slowly for me. I'm right here. I won't let you fall. Just give your body a chance to recover. I will keep my cock inside you for now. We would not want my seed to spill out of you. Tears? My love, you experienced so much tonight. So much. No, crying is entirely natural, my dear. Please let me kiss those tears away. Is that better? Good. I'm glad. My Galatea, how I love you so. You have no sense of just how perfect you are, how you shine so brightly among the rabble. Look at me, my love. I want to see you are. You are mine, only mine. Never forget.